Okay, Facebook unveiling something that they hope will take on TikTok. It's a brand new feature called Reels. What's that? What's it all about? Here's our tech expert, Adam Oldfield, who joins us now on Global News Radio. Adam, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here as always. Okay, what exactly is Facebook Reels?
Well, Facebook is feeling a little bit of pressure from our good friends over on TikTok, and Facebook has continuously lost its market share. So, like Facebook fashion is, they've decided to come up with their own version of which TikTok built its popularity on, and that is a short segment of little clips that you can quickly watch in 15 seconds or less, musical highlights or otherwise. Many social media are trying to get on this bandwagon. In fact, we saw that with YouTube last year with Shorts, which they refer to their version of that same. Facebook is really trying to keep their audience young, and they have yet to be able to capture that. Instagram's done very well, but Facebook's still sitting in the shareholders meeting room with Mr. Zuckerberg in his little metaverse. The conversation is, we are not gaining new users for Facebook. So this is their attempt to kind of entertain and keep you locked into Facebook, Jeff.
Okay, well, whether it's Reels or Shorts, whatever they want to call it, YouTube, Facebook, I mean, has that ship already sailed? Has TikTok already got that market when we talk about these short 15-second videos and music-inspired videos? Has TikTok become the dominant player there?
It has, and I think Facebook is trying to use its WhatsApp platform and Instagram to be able to entice possibly a lot of the younger group to come back to Facebook. I mean, TikTok has held its own. It's growing exponentially in the last couple of years. I think you and I were talking about it before in the past of how it's made music icons of songs from the 70s come back to the Billboard charts. So it's got such a grip of audience. However, it is a younger audience. And right now it's very influential on from TikTok, I'm referring to, with female audiences. It's got a massive percentage when it comes to female users and viewers and otherwise, whereas YouTube is very popular with the male demographic compared to the female demographic. So right now, where is Facebook in this whole aura? They're nowhere to be seen. Instagram had did well. In fact, there's a lot of cross-sharing between Instagram and TikTok, where a lot of people take their TikTok videos and then try to migrate it over to Instagram. And there was also that little fear back when the Trump administration was around, and that kind of threw a little turmoil into these short clips, if you recall, Jeff, that they were going to possibly remove TikTok. So that did not happen, as we know, but we've seen this push from Facebook. And again, they're really trying to capture that younger audience.
Okay, what does this mean for Instagram and Instagram stories? Because Facebook, as many know, own Instagram. Are Instagram stories going to stick around or be replaced by Reels?
Absolutely. I mean, Instagram's got its own little revenue model. If you take a look at it, they're not going anywhere. They're going to probably cross, I'm going to say the word contaminate. They're going to cross contaminate each other with their own versions of it, which is, again, the reason why you can take a TikTok video, share it on an Instagram. And there's a little bit of a popularity across both sides, but TikTok is the one that's winning, not Facebook. So with Instagram is going to continue to do its dominance with regards to its little clips and does very well. They're trying to bring that integration over. And again, Facebook has to figure out, how are they going to get a younger audience? They've tried it with their virtual reality. They're investing in a lot of hardware development. They're not doing, I'm going to say this, well when it comes to gaining that younger audience. Revenue-wise in their advertising is really getting impact. That was slapped across the face with Apple back when they launched their new, we're going to let you shut off ads and no longer track for privacy reason. Facebook is scrambling hard to be able to get people on their platform and stay within their platform, even though they still are over 2 billion active users.
Just finally, before we leave this topic, do you think whoever started or created Vine, are they kicking themselves right now? Remember Vine?
I do. Yeah, Vine was great. I remember doing Vine little clips with my daughter, and we did little musical bits on it. I loved it. I thought Vine was amazing. And it was, you know what? It just wasn't set yet. I mean, there's a lot of technology we see that's ahead of its time, and it hasn't been able to take a grip. All it takes is, the right timing when it comes to technology and the mindset is TikTok being one of them. I think we can see that more people are migrating, older audiences coming over. So Vine definitely was ahead of its time. And now that it's integrated, many are trying to catch up to the trend of which Vine, set the groundwork. I mean, it's like MySpace set the groundwork for Facebook, but where is that today?
Right. I'm sure the creators of Vine are like, oh, now you're into short videos. Okay, great. Yeah. Here with our tech expert, Adam Oldfield. Adam, Elon Musk made big headlines back on Thursday, announcing that he is working on a robot now at Tesla that he says will have a profound impact on the economy in the future. Tell us about this.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just say it out straight, Jeff. I mean, that was a little bit of a joke. I think that was a tongue-in-cheek with what their announcement was. It was fun. It was very entertaining. Realistically, though, I've been following robots quite a bit. Jeff, I am a massive robotic love. I love artificial intelligence. I love everything that I can see. I mean, there's a company called Boston Dynamics that has been able to, robotics, to be able to build on this with Spot the Robot and Atlas. These are the robots we see sometimes in videos that are walking, jumping, flipping. We've seen so much development. They've been working on it for a decade. Elon Musk comes out. He's got this very cool looking iRobot thing that came on stage. It did a little dance. I think it was a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek, to be honest, the Elon Musk way. I don't believe in 1 year, even if he took all the artificial intelligence of his computers, of his car, put it into a robotic individual that was 5'10", as I've heard, is going to come out in a prototype next year. I can't see it. I mean, I just saw a robot from Atlas, once again, watching it fall down and trip, and it is quite big. So I don't think he's got a lot of momentum. It's kind of like when he came with the railgun. Remember when there was the announcement he's building a tunnel from San Fran to LA in 30 minutes, everyone's going to make it?
Right. You
know? And I mean, that was such an ambitious comment. And I mean, what happened was the stock went up. He talked about how everyone's going to move at hyper speeds. And today it's literally allows cars to drive through a tunnel. That's all it turned into. But I mean, it's great to start with vision. And I think that's one thing Elon Musk does very well. Where is it going to go? I believe it can happen, not within a year. But I believe truthfully, he's trying to integrate the individual bot to sit inside a Tesla so you don't have to sit in the front seat. And in the case your Tesla dies due to battery power, you just hook it up to the bot. You got yourself a jump starter.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, this bot, by the way, weighs 125 pounds, is 5'8", can lift up to 45 pounds. It can actually walk at about 8 kilometers per hour, which is the equivalent, they say, of a brisk walk, Adam. And the best part of this to me is that they want to make this a reality so it can, do all those repetitive, boring, day-to-day tasks that we all hate doing but have got to get done. Wouldn't that be so great to have a Tesla bot or a robot to do that sort of thing?
I'm not going to argue. I'm the first one that's going to buy one. I think it's phenomenal. If it was real and had that kind of stability to exist, I know, like I said, it was such a great announcement to be made, but there's a lot of fireworks and fanfare and it's like The Illusionist. It was kind of like, woo, look at the pretty pictures, but I don't think it's real. Do I want that? Yes, Jeff. Do I want a robot that I can say, hey, can you go to the grocery store and pick this up for me? And send me a video if you have any complications between a tangerine and an orange. So that way we don't have any challenges when you bring it back. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think if it did exist and when it does come to those mundane routines, like cutting my grass, if a robot lawnmower didn't do it already, or, hey, give me a hand in lifting up some lumber. I think it would be really neat that we
laundry
would utilize it.
Laundry, do my laundry, sort my laundry and find that missing sock. That's all I want the bot for.
I think there's a robot already out there. It even folds it for you. I think there's even a robot laundry out there. So yeah, I think, again, this is, it's going to be handy if it existed. I think he's getting a lot of fanfare and like Musk, he did a great job, kind of giving a lot of interpretation. It's going to exist. I have to really review this, and I'd be saying, I'd be shocked if it was ready in a year from now, Jeff.
All right. Adam, great stuff as always. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Tech expert Adam Oldfield.